Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hymen Radio Live. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Thank y'all for checking in with us this fine middle of October weekday.
Ow. And I'm like chopping it up. I'm chopping it up talking to myself. And I'm here as well, my friend. What up? 10:02 on the East Coast, 7:02 on the West Coast. That's CeeLo out of Charlotte. I'm that dude, TM Hymen, coming to you live out of Tampa. Hump Day Wednesday in the city, October 12th. We here. Welcome back. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This joint right here, 15 Koi. His name is Fame. We'll be back.
Ego on swole, money obese. Bentley on spur, girls on me. Them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be. You staring at the future, ESP. The space star's deep, so the tab gonna be high. Bottles on deck, make your baby say ah. Standing on your couches, screaming we up in this. Go for the night, it's I ain't trying to remember. Stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen. From the look I estimate, I'll prove you definite. Miles make the best of it, bring your friend too. And y'all can share this. Cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah, I can make you.
I can make you fall in love with me
one. I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Now that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more, supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Nigga, this head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass nigga always gotta make it something? And the shit be over nothing. Swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption, reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20. Give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucking eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of man. Man, just give up your female. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You
girl,
ain't acting like
you
feel.
I can make you fall in love.
Show you things that you never seen in your life.
But I
one, I can't deal with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Yeah, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out, cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Ferrari fame, the fame way. Copyright to them over there hating. Hey man, cause one coin leads to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coining in this. Face off.
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live inside Hump Day Wednesday. What's good out there? 10:06 out here on the east, 7:06 in the west. What's good with you? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. CeeLo live out of Charlotte. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. What's good? Welcome to the show. I think Toya's live out of Newark.
What's up, Toya?
Oh, I am. Yes, I is.
Okay.
Yes, I is.
I think she's live out of Newark. What's good inside Hump Day Wednesday, my friends? Back at 'em. Glad to be back with you. Hey, the BET Awards, y'all check them out last night?
No.
No?
Can't say that I did. I heard a lot of good things about the Cypher. That they had going on right now. That's about it.
They're on right now, just in case. They'll be on tomorrow, and they'll be on the next day, and they'll be on the next day, and the next day, and the next
day. All right.
So, first it, you'll be fine. You said the Cypher. Talk to us about the Cypher.
Well, that's just what all of the radio personalities have been touching on, is the Cypher and how the Cyphers are the best part of the show. Everyone had rave reviews about Eminem.
Well,
and what's the other guy's name? Is it Royce 5'9"? What's the guy's name that's with him?
Royce 5'9"? Yeah, he's dope.
Yes. Yeah. They said between him and Eminem, they, like, did the damn thing. So I'll see it maybe Friday, Saturday, one of those repeats.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I'll check it next week. I'll check it this weekend.
I was asleep in the bed. I've been in the bed for days. So, like, yeah. No, didn't watch it. I seen the Waldens. That's about all. Oh, the Waldens in the news.
All righty then. Ask no questions, my friends. She'll tell you no lies. Ask no questions. She will tell no lies.
I think it's a truth, a joke, or a lie. Yeah. I don't need to talk today. But I love you guys. How have y'all been? Like, we didn't get to check in on Monday. So what's going on, TM? I want to know. Tell everybody about this Center Stage Live.
Center Stage Live returns to the Improv here in Tampa. Center Stage Live is a huge talent show that I produce with the Tampa Improv here for the CW Channel 44. We produce it. It's a huge talent show. We give away real nice prizes. We've doubled up for this particular show. We're giving away a top prize of $1,000 package. It's like $500 cash. With a music video, $300 cash, second place, $150 third place. It's a lot of good fun. It's packed out, celebrity judges, and it's a real good time. Again, that is Center Stage Live returns to the Improv Tuesday, October 25th, 8 p.m. That's the first show. And then through process of elimination, we're going from about 15 acts down to probably about 7 or 8 acts, ultimately to award prizes to the top 3 performers here in the Tampa Bay area. So it's going down Tuesday, October 25th. We're looking forward to that. Center Stage Live. You can log on to showclicks.com right now to get your early bird tickets at $10. It's $10 early bird, $15 advance, $20 at the door. If it's not sold out first.
Ooh, can we still register to be part of the show? I want to compete.
Look, I have people registering as late as tonight. I just did an audition tonight right before the show. So it's gonna be awesome. We have a Broadway singer, a gospel singer, a country singer. We have a male vocalist, a female vocalist. We got a female rapper, male rappers. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time.
That's awesome.
CeeLo and I will be there to perform. We're going to be the new age flowetry.
Look, aren't we like the we're going to candy canes? What was it?
Uh-huh.
You said we're going to be the candy canes? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's damn right. It's going to be 702 with 2. 7.
No style. Yeah, so, I mean, it's going down again, 2 shows, and we're going to have a real good time. We produce it for television, for the CW here. And it's really just all about trying to provide a platform to folks who really just struggle to get exposed, you know. And that's what we do. We do that here on the radio. We do it, you know, for television, and we do it in our community. So, you know, go us, trying to create platforms for people, however we can. That's what we do.
Exactly. Because
10-12.
When you know better, you do better. So seriously.
When you know better, you do better, no doubt.
Yes.
No doubt. Well, let's get into this joint right here. What'd you say?
No, I was saying I was just so amped about the talent show. And I hadn't heard you talk about it on air. Now, we've been promoting it online. You know, I'm quite sure the listeners have seen the postings that, you know, that we've been sharing. Well, I hadn't heard you talk about it.
I really had not. For me, with this particular event, it's good to talk about it. We're doing, like, local promotions, but it's really, like, the last 10 days is when we really go hard with the promotions. I have artists actually scheduled to come on the show that's participating in the show as early as this Friday. We have Bizzle coming on this Friday. He's a male rapper. He's a producer, a writer, and he got a joint that he's performing with one of his partners who's a vocalist that I think y'all are really going to enjoy. So Bizzle will be on the show this Friday. And, again, over the next few weeks, we will have artists on, at least one artist, if not two, on every show leading up to the show. So thanks for asking. Again, we're talking about the return of Center Stage Live to the Tampa Improv.
But let me ask you this. How many of the artists that are going to be featured in the talent show, how many of them already, like, have material active?
A few. And others, they're in it because they're trying to pursue. So it's a good thing all the way around. Hey, we'll be right back.
Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list too long. I told her I would love her. Love her as forever. Forever just a word. I put words together. Stepping on the stars. She paused. And I know that one day this show will end. Applause. The strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are. And I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service. My eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore. I'm blind to the fact. I got my world in my pocket. Cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck. So I turn up my collar. My world spin around her. Cause it's a world without her. Oh. When you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes.
Yeah.
She falls like dance with the stars.
And I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows.
That you don't
But what happened to us? What happened because the rain is coming down? Now we trapped in the storm. I step right out of her spotlight and into the stroll light. I don't need your light.
I'm Hyman Radio Live, and that was Dirty Money with Strobe Light featuring Lil Wayne. I really dig that song. Like, I want a merengue to it.
You want a what?
I want a merengue to that song. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, y'all, when I get better, I'm telling you, I'm going to be dancing. I'm ready to kick my shoes across the floor again. Wait, y'all, this one. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, I didn't really know that hepatitis C is something that clearly is rampant in our community. There's a campaign right now in place, and it's called Don't Let Hepatitis C Stay Hidden. You can take a Hep C screener to see if you actually have hepatitis C. And apparently this is something that is popping up in our community. And people just have no idea that they've even been walking around with hepatitis C. And then this is a form of hepatitis that supposedly can't be cured. And it is deadly, all right? So hepatitis C, don't let it stay hidden. How do you catch it? I'm not a physician. I can't tell you right off. But if you want more information, why don't you go to findhepc.com. Findhepc.com. Take your Hep C screener. It's not a game.
Well, I can tell you that hepatitis C.
Oh,
it's
hepatitis, woman.
Hepatitis. H-E-P.
Well, I talk funny. I am spelling it H-E-P.
I know. Hep, not hepatitis. Hepatitis is not hip.
Okay, I'll say hep. It's an F instead of an I. It's an F. Okay.
And now the English
hepatitis. Thank you.
Grammar teachers. Thank you. Okay, so hepatitis C is a bloodstream disease, actually. So, like, say, for instance, if you have a cut in your mouth and your partner does too, and one of you has hepatitis C, that's how you pass it to each other. And it's not, because it's not just bodily fluids. That's what the A and B are. That's why they can be cured. But the hepatitis C cannot be cured because it is a bloodstream, disease. Excuse me. Now they can give a medication to, subside some of the effects from it. But outside of that, there's nothing that can be done because the blood is poisoned at that point.
Well, folks, what I know is, you know, none of us on this panel are physicians, but if you want more information about hepatitis C, you can log on to findhepc.com, findhepc.com, and I want to thank my team for helping me to pronounce hep correctly.
Teamwork makes the dream work. There you go.
Ow!
Another example.
Hey, has your BlackBerry been down? Apparently, BlackBerries all over the country have been down for days. What's cracking with the BlackBerries? There's been a network outage for days. So if your BlackBerry is down, you're not the only one.
Well, just started here within the past, what, day or two. It's been affecting overseas. I know that I've been emailing back and forth with some people in Dubai, people in Europe. They've been having problems with their BlackBerry. Emails won't go through at all. So that's definitely not good for BlackBerry, especially since the new iPhone is coming out.
Well, and you know what? See, and that's where I come out on top, because I'm not that high tech. I still have a phone that I have to open up. Like...
You have a flip phone?
I don't get into fancy phones. And the only reason I
really?
Got this one.
Hold on, CeeLo. CeeLo, wait a minute. It's almost 2012. You have a flip phone? You don't have to be fancy, but I want you to not have a flip phone. Is it a razor? Is it a razor?
It's not a razor. It's an incognito.
A pink razor?
It's an incognito. And I enjoy this phone. And plus, I wouldn't want to check my emails on my phone anyway. That would just, I'm good. But what I need it for, it dials numbers, it receives phone calls. If I didn't have to have it, I wouldn't have one. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, everybody, if you've listened to this show, you know that CeeLo, she will open her house up if you need it. She'll rent you a room if you need it. So I'm calling everybody who loves CeeLo. Why don't you send us $1 each so that we can upgrade her damn phone? If you're down and you're ready to pledge, hit us up at tmiradiolive@gmail.com. Let us know, and we'll get that dollar from PayPal so we can upgrade her at least to the iPhone 3S. We'll get it an iPhone 3 since she don't like technology. You know, we won't get it a 4 or a 5. That's too close to on point. You know, so we'll get it an iPhone 3 and let her step into the land of advanced technology. Hey, when we come back inside Hump Day Wednesday, education. A new federal report is out. L.A. public schools are educating the minorities at a different pace. Schools provide inferior education to minority students. That's a federal report coming out about L.A. schools. We'll talk about it right after this. We'll be back. TM Hyman Radio Live. Joe.
The way I was up the morning, getting beats from a lot of started.
California, I think right now they're saying the 8 are dead as a result. Have you guys heard anything about that?
No,
what
shooting? I have not.
There was a shooting in a Seal Beach salon, beauty salon earlier. A guy just walked in, opened fire, and started shooting. Is what they actually, that's what they think happened, but they're not quite sure. They think that there may be a little, it may be a little iffy as to what happened. They think he walked in the salon and started shooting, but they also think that maybe he started shooting outside of the salon. People ran in the salon to take cover, and then he followed in. But they're not sure exactly why he's doing it. But right now I think there's 8 dead, and there are 3 that are critically injured that actually died after the fact. So, I mean, it's sad. They don't know why he did it.
Right. And they said he had on body armor.
Did he?
Yeah, they said he had on body armor. And
I just know when they apprehended him, there was, like, no resist whatsoever. He said, I have, you know, firearms in a car, and it's pretty much it is what it is. Yeah, take me. I did it. So I don't know what the story is about that. We don't know, you know, if he's related to anyone in the salon, if there was some type of dispute with someone that worked in the salon or someone who's a patron in the salon, like, they have no idea at all what the story is.
I mean,
that's
crazy.
Out of what city?
I'm sorry?
That's out of what city?
Seal Beach, Southern California.
Out in California, wow. California is getting a bad rap tonight. Our education report also is out of Los Angeles. A new federal report L.A. schools provide inferior education to minority students. This is a report from the Department of Education. A study finds that Los Angeles public schools fails to provide equal teaching, specifically to African-American and English learners. So tonight, minority students continuing to lag in educational achievements. The federal government has targeted the nation's second largest public school system for wide-ranging reforms. Today, the U.S. Department of Education announced that after a 19-month civil rights investigation, now, how many people actually knew the government still did investigations on civil rights? After a civil rights investigation, a 19-month civil rights investigation, it found that the Los Angeles Unified School District was failing to equally provide education to English-speaking learners as well as black students. In turn, the systematic failure has resulted in a widespread academic disparity in the nation's second-largest school district. Now, are you all surprised by that, that only 32% of black students rank as proficient in English and only 9% in math, 9% in math, 5% overall in English, high school English learners? Are you all shocked? That's not shocking.
No. No, I mean, we all live in the same place, don't we? No, it's not shocking. Well,
and it's not just Los Angeles.
Right, exactly. It's a
Florida.
You know, state.
I live in Florida, where I feel as if the state of Florida, in Florida public schools, you know, specifically Hillsborough County public schools, are also providing inferior education. I'm not going to step out on a limb and say to minority students, but I'll tell you this, while only 32% of black students rank as proficient in English and only 9% in math in Los Angeles, only 34% of African Americans are graduating from high school in Hillsborough County, Florida.
Right. That's crazy. It's not unbelievable, though. It's really not.
No, it's not unbelievable. Now, let me also bring something to the forefront. Because
I don't want to say like that,
there's a breakdown in government. There's a breakdown in government right now. There's also a major breakdown in public education. And if we don't really sit back and pay attention, there's not going to be public schools that's worth anything in a few years. Why? Because there are charter schools and private schools popping up all around you, and they're taking your public school dollars, and you don't even know it. Charter schools, how do you think charter schools are in existence? When someone gets a student to come from out of a public school into a charter school, the money that the state would give to the public school is now given to that charter school.
Right.
And there are charter schools popping up all over the place. Do you all even have a clue as to what's going on? It's not just L.A. public schools providing inferior education. It's many public systems across this damn country providing inferior education.
Well, the thing is this, that I don't think it's going to stay like that. And I honestly...
You don't think what's going to stay like what? Be clear.
I don't think that the education, that the children being, you know, taught inferior, I don't think that's going to last long because the charter schools are coming into play. And the thing is this, that honestly, from my point of view, the charter schools are a good thing because the children get more one-on-one, more concentrated.
Everybody's not going to the charter school, though. Nine times out of ten.
I understand that. Okay, so then that places the responsibility solely on the parents, and the parents are going to have to either fight or fly.
Okay,
so,
but we know that a lot of students have parents that don't give a damn. So just because your parent doesn't care,
they don't have to. Okay, what do you think happens when a child gets caught skipping school? Now, the first time.
Okay, did you understand the dropout rate that I mentioned in Hillsborough County, 34%? Where are the parents right now?
Okay, but how about
where are they now?
With it being at 34%, you know what that says to me? That says that either the parents aren't educated enough to help the children, and give them the help that they need. That's what it sounds like to me. Or they're working too much and they can't help the children, or they don't have proper support, or they don't. It's a breakdown of the community. It's not just the parents have to be pressed to play a role. For those that don't feel it necessary, that is going to apply pressure and make them be good parents, or they're going to be fined or what have you. I mean, the parents that you know care about their children is like the woman who got arrested for they arrested her for putting her child in another school, like another school district, because the school district that they were in was a garbage public school. Parents are getting in trouble for trying to get their kids better education. So with the charter schools coming into play, they're not going to have to. Your kid can go wherever you want your child to go when it comes to charter schools. They have them here in Charlotte. And you can bus your child. They will come get you. You can get a, what is it, like a grant or whatever.
Voucher.
Say a who?
Voucher. It's a voucher.
There you go. Yes, a voucher to go to a charter school. So I think the charter schools coming to play is a good thing, because it's going to put pressure on those parents that don't give a damn right now, because they're going to have to give a damn, because they don't want those kids in that house. They don't want the kids stopping their flow. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing. Pressure busts pipes. Let it happen. Stand up. Give a damn about
the
kids.
Thing? Let us know. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. What's your perspective on charter schools? Tonight, we're talking about a federal report. L.A. schools provide inferior education to minority students. We started to talk about charter schools. Let us know how you feel. This is Jay Styles. Breathe again. TM Holland Radio Live. Back.
You Programs, the science programs,
how do you downgrade teachers and increase the class size to, 30 children? That doesn't mean that all the children, it's going to be a couple kids that are going to miss out because of the increased class size. So then that's when the charter schools come into play, and the parents can take the children out of the public school, put them in a charter school or a specialty school, and then they're good. But the thing is, they should still be getting the same education in the public school. The public school should be so good to the point of a parent would only be doing it, changing their kid to a charter school just for status or something, not for, because you can't get a good education in public schools. I was public school educated, but I was also, I had a strong support system with my schooling and my writing. That was instilled. I was bored in kindergarten in first grade because I already knew that stuff before I even got there, because I was taught that before I got there. So that's where my support system started, But not everybody has that. Not everybody knows how to say their ABCs before they get to, kindergarten or preschool. Some kids, I know, right. 3-year-olds, they can't talk worth a damn. But then I know 3-year-olds that can read, so it's like.
Let's pause to get Dee Dee into this conversation all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, because CeeLo doesn't breathe. Give it up for Domare.
All right. Good evening. Yeah, she was doing a filibuster on you, wasn't she?
Hey, she wasn't going to breathe. But great point that she's making about education. I mean, and it's so serious right now. I don't think enough people have enough passion about education, specifically on behalf of our young people. We're going to pause because coming up, we have Toya live out of Newark. Actually, we have Domare, live out of Chesapeake with our health and wellness segment. But let's get the brother from Washington, D.C. In the conversation. Coop, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, family?
What's good? CeeLo wouldn't pause, Coop. I was trying to get you in. I see you had a comment, but she was passionate. She was passionate about what she was talking about.
She was hogging the oxygen up because she believed in her speech.
I live by myself.
Hey. I'm listening to y'all with the whole education thing. And I hear a lot of, years ago I used to hear, I heard some bad things about charter schools, but in recent years I'm hearing better things, like they have the school up there, and there's a couple of them up in New York that are doing really great things. But the thing that worries me is about the funding for the charter school. Will they use charter schools as part of their excuse for underfunding public schools?
That's right.
And that's what worries me.
That's okay. So thank you, brother. So maybe I wasn't very clear in my perspective on why I'm not necessarily in favor of charter schools. Now, I think charter schools are beneficial. I agree with CeeLo. But that point exactly is where I'm going. And I don't think people really see what's happening around them, because the money is coming out of the public schools every time a student decides to go to a charter school. So the question is, because everybody's not going to charter schools, there's always going to be a certain population in public schools, regardless.
And all the charter schools aren't getting that money. When that money...
always going to be. So what's happening to the public schools? Do it continue to diminish? And do the quality of the teachers continue to go to hell while everybody vacates to the charter schools?
Yeah. And a lot of times, like the schools in New York that are doing really good, they're receiving some public funding, but they're receiving a lot of money from private sources outside. And I know there are people out there that would rather say, oh, you can get it from somewhere else, the government shouldn't fund it, and that would be the excuse that would be used. But I have no problem with charter schools because I'm hearing a lot of good things from them or whatever. But I think that both of them can be beneficial to the public.
I agree with that.
I think it comes down to the heart of the leadership, the heart of those who are managing. It's the heart of the teachers. You know, if you get crap teachers, guess what? It's going to be the same situation that you have in public schools, to where, you know, I mean, there's people who are really not concerned about your well-being. I mean, they could exist in charter school just like they exist in public school. So I agree with you, Lo. It comes down to the parents having to do their part. But the reality is, you know, parents are not doing their part. Parents are not doing their part right now.
Exactly. And the thing is that, how do you think public schools were started in the first place? It was because parents got together. They wanted their children to be, it was a community thing. They wanted their children to be educated. They wanted their children to be smarter than them. So they got together and they started building these schools. And then somebody had the smart idea to try to raise money to get them going. So the thing is, it has to pretty much go back to the basics. And that's all I have to say about that.
We'll be back. We'll be right back. Back in a moment. CeeLo for CeeLo.
Hyman Live, TMTM, Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Thanks for rocking with us. It's about 10:56 here on the East Coast, and I am pleased to bring on the one and only Joe Mayer with our health and wellness segment.
by Massages for Life. And tonight I just wanted to share with you something that I had the experience of trying and experiencing some of the benefits of, and I just wanted to bring it to light, a little research that I was able to do on a new oil that I found. I just want to keep everybody abreast. When I find new things, I just want to share it with the world. One more key ingredient that I found in the Fountain of Youth. And tonight I just want to share with you a couple benefits and uses of neem oil. I don't know if anyone has ever heard of it before. N-E-E-M. And I'm just going to read to you a little bit of some of the benefits and uses of the oil. The actual tree itself, there's such a thing called a neem tree. The whole tree itself has been used for over thousands and thousands of years. But each part of the tree has, like, many, many benefits and many, many uses. The leaf down to the oil, down to the bark, it just everything about the tree is just magnificent. Again, it has many different uses and benefits. One of the things, I'm just going to list some of the things that I found about it that I thought were actually captivating. So I'm going to share them with you real quick. It's a natural insect repellent. So you can spray this on you and your kids and save your kids, and it will repel insects. Now, the reason why it will repel insects is because of what I'm about to tell you. The second benefit of neem oil is used as a pesticide. So once I explain to you how it's used as a pesticide, then you'll understand better how it repels insects. It's a pesticide because what it does... Wow, this is, I think it's so cool. Most things that you spray on bugs, it kills them instantly, and it just kills whatever's in that specific area or on that thing right then. Neem oil, however, it enters the system and blocks the hormones of whatever insect that the oil gets on, and what it does is it makes that particular insect forget to eat and forget to mate, and so they stop laying eggs. So obviously the neem oil confuses the insect, and they forget to eat and breed, so they don't survive. So, like, it kills off not only that particular insect and infect it with, like, the whole family or whatever. I think that's mad cool. Anyway, it's also a great skincare ingredient, and that's how I had the benefit of using it in a soap. It's actually a marvelous, marvelous soap. If you can get your hands on it's called neem oil soap. If you can get your hands on some, it's like $7.50, but it's worth every little bit of it. It's, and what's in it is, like, it's an excellent moisturizer. It's better than using lotion. If you use neem oil soap when you get out of bed, you don't have to use lotion. It has a lot of vitamin E in it and a lot of emollients and fatty acids. It's why it's great for your skin. It keeps it from cracking, and it helps damaged and dry skin. Another benefit that I thought was awesome was the fact that neem oil is a contraceptive. And you say, well, how in the world is that a contraceptive, right, if it kills insects? However, it has been proven it's safe and effective means for birth control. And let me just read to you a little bit about it. It has no side effects. On top of preventing pregnancy, it also may prevent sexually transmitted diseases. There have been studies that have shown that neem oil contraceptive and kills sperm in the vagina within 30 seconds and remains active for up to 5 hours. It causes no irritation or discomfort like chemical spermicides do. In addition, the oil acts as a lubricant, and it may offer some protection, again, from vaginal and sexually transmitted diseases. It may not have the best of smells, and I don't think it has a bad smell. It's just not the most womanly smell. Needless to say, it prevents STDs and babies. I'm like, wow, this is a super oil. And again, I'll just leave you with some of these other benefits, medical benefits that that are good, that neem oil are good for: acne, boils, cancer, chicken pox, dandruff, diabetes, hair lice, heart disease, herpes, jaundice, leprosy, nail fungus, psoriasis, rheumatism, ringworm, any kind of skin disorders, stress, warts. I mean, so you can see right there why I really love this particular oil that I found. And I don't have a problem paying $7.49 for the soap. Needless to say, it might be a little much for some people. So, you know, if you really are interested in finding out more about the product, you can see, like, who has it available in your area. You might want to contact a health food store, and maybe they can tell you another product that has neem oil in it that's not as expensive. So thank you for joining me for my neem oil and another key ingredient to the Fountain of Youth, and I look forward to joining you next Wednesday. and half the women.
No doubt. That was the most exotic, freaky, informational, educational health and wellness segment I've heard in a long time. Give it up for No Bear Live.
All right.
That's a piece.
Can I make a comment?
I want to know a little bit more about the lube. After this, Dee Dee, live out of Chesapeake. Help me with it. Hey, y'all were thinking it, so I just said it. Hello.
I was
the
laughing.
Whole subject done changed.
Now jitterate, everybody watching me regulate the limelight. This ain't no democracy. Take a second thought, all these people really into me. Then I just blast like, why would they pretend to be? I'm on, I'm with it, I'm trying to make a profit. So how come when I shop I take the Gucci out the pocket? No lie, and when I pass by they like hello. Looking back at that girl, cause that thing move like hello. Got love for my fans, can't forget about the haters. Say hello, how you doing, and I hope I see you later. When you see me in your city, go ahead and say hello. I got your girl in the coupe still. She just wanna say hello, cause I'm super real. But I got it. Hello world, I got it.
My hands in the sky, see me walking by.
Everybody jocking, and they don't say what's up, cause hello is on and popping. Got that Harry Potter flow, magic running in my veins, like J.K. Rowling was writing in my brain. Yeah, and I ain't trying to sound so orthodox, but drill it in your head, people always trying to stop and watch, trying to break these records, no stopwatch, look at that girl over there, just pop lock, she get it too. I say hello like I'm into you, you say hello cause you want it too. See there's a difference boo, but if you get yourself over here, I might listen to you, and don't bring your friends, they can be it too. Yeah, but why do I be feeling so alone, feeling like a Blackberry surrounded by iPhones? I got it. Hello world. I got it.
Wednesday, We're talking about a federal report that pretty much has charged the L.A. Public School District with undereducating or unfairly educating minority students in that district. After a 19-month civil rights investigation, they've been charged with having to revamp their nearly 200,000 student English learning program by next year. Coop, did you have a comment before we proceed?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry to do that, but it's about that damn oil.
Exactly. I was going to say, look, the kids are nice.
Go for it, man.
Hey, man. Wait a minute, Dee Dee. So wait a minute. So this oil is like a super condom because you got to kill the diseases and keep getting pregnant. I'm sitting there like, damn, you don't need no Trojans, no.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you.
Just oil up.
Excuse me, yes, this oil it does everything. Yes, kills bugs, fungus, and you put it inside your girl. And she will not get pregnant or STDs from you.
So wait a minute. You just said you could stick your thing in a beehive and you ain't gonna get no sting? What the hell kind of oil is this?
You know what? That's the problem. You shouldn't be sticking your thing in the beehive in the first place. You get a stung, needless to say, but yet it will prevent the sting. Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm dying because I'm look. You're supposed to put something on you that kills fungus and bugs. And
right. And sterilizes you.
Is this car oil? Is this car oil?
Listen, what you need to understand. Listen, it's an essential oil. It has so many properties.
Hold on, CeeLo. Hold on, CeeLo. We can't hear it. Hold on.
Yeah, you have to understand. I'm not talking about an oil like jojoba oil or hazelnut oil. Or I'm talking about an essential oil. An essential oil always has more than one property. It always does more than one thing. It affects you spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally. That's what, like, if you use lavender oil, chamomile, things of that sort, myrrh, frankincense, those type of oils just don't do one thing. So, yes, I know it sounds crazy, and this thing is going to kill bugs by making them go crazy, stopping their hormones, but it's also going to stop your girl from getting pregnant and getting any STD. I didn't say it was going to stop a man from getting an STD, but it will stop that woman, needless to say. You know, so still wrap up anyway, people. Let's be safe. However, yes, it will.
Hey, where can I get this oil from? Where can I get this oil from?
Go to an organic depot. Because
for one, I need to get an oil change this weekend. So I want a case for the car and I want a case for me.
You want to know what's crazy? When I did my research, I read a whole bunch of stuff like that. It will clean the kitchen floors because people they are amazed by how many properties what it could do. So okay, make jokes about it, but I'm telling you. It's a banger oil. I've used it for 2 weeks, and I love it. I'm 22. I do.
Yo.
I need two cases.
I may not look it, damn it, but I feel like it.
I need two cases. Wait a minute. The oil made you feel young, too? So the oil got me feeling freaky.
It makes your body your skin feel nice, taut, and supple, and, you know, it just makes it look nice and moisturized.
I need three cases.
And it's a lotion.
It's an excellent moisturizer. If it ain't lubricating, come on, it's a good oil. They have other essential oils out there that women can use on their girls, and that only can be used on their girls. Men can use it too. I mean, it's just. I don't know why y'all tripping over this oil. Maybe because it kills bugs, too. Needless to say, I know this will put on some more oil so y'all can understand that, you know, it's an essential oil, and it does many different things.
Can I just
I want three cases.
Can
I want three cases.
I just want to say that, Dee Dee, that sounds like bleach, and that's all I know about that.
I ain't putting no bleach in my
body. Only other thing that I know kills 99% of whatever the hell
bleach in my girl. I don't think bleach kills birds, CeeLo. I don't know what kind of bleach you're playing with. It don't sound right.
Hey, when you put bleach on your hand and you try to rinse it off, don't your hand feel like silk? I'm trying to tell you.
No. God, Apple, what are you
talking about? Yes, it does. It takes the skin smooth off, CeeLo.
Hey,
look, I'm trying to tell you, hey, the cleanest skin in the world.
Okay, enough about the health and wellness segment. We want to, again, we want to make sure the world knows that it is definitely beneficial, regardless how crazy it sounds.
Hey, look, we ain't talking about these kids. They ain't going to do nothing. We're talking about this damn oil.
Hey, maybe if we get oil to the kids, they'll get smarter.
Yeah, they drink the oil.
Start giving a damn. How about that?
You know what it is.
Want to bring it.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. we've been having a little bit of fun. So, man, what's the name of the oil again? Just so that everyone's clear, what's the name of the oil?
Neem. N as in Nancy, E-E, M as in Mary. Neem.
Can you spell that one more time?
N as in Nancy, E-E, M as in Mary.
Neem. And is the name of the tree neem? Is it from a neem tree?
It is.
Okay. I'm gonna do some research. I don't know what just happened and why.
I'm doing a Google search.
Like, I went into like a laughing fit, but it's a very serious subject. But for whatever reason, we just thought it was hilarious. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo with It's a
Okay, good morning in the afternoon. And yes, Kim, I was along with you in that laughing fit because that was hilarious. So informative. Yeah. Okay, so on to the news. Okay, so this is national. How this? Drug smugglers are so creative. The law enforcement just found, 16 tunnels. 16 tunnels leading to metered parking spaces, on International Street in Arizona. The thing is, what was going on is the drug smugglers, they would park their cars at the metered parking, right? And while they were parked there, from under the car, the people would stuff the car full of drugs, leave, and then, go back to the other side, to Mexico or whatever, and the people would take off. They were doing this, often. How do you do that? You know what money that they made doing that? But now they're supposed to be taking the parking spaces away, so no more parking meters or parking spaces in that location. The city's going to lose out on about $8,500 a month in parking revenue. So that's a hit for the drug world and a hit for Arizona's city. Okay, so look at this. In entertainment news, J. Cole, he moved over 217,000 units for his debut album, Cold World. Now,
nice.
Yeah.
First
and
week?
That was the first week? Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And so they're very impressive, and it would be regarded as the highest charting album for a freshman solo, for a hip-hop album. So, but those are the numbers that we just have for right now, because the numbers have yet to be verified by SoundScan. So when I get those numbers in, I'll let you guys know about that as well. Now, in entertainment news, but this is very interesting, Game proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Tiffany Webb. So Game is going to be out of the game. He went to her school today where she teaches and proposed to her. So congratulations, Game and Tiffany Webb, and for all those Game lovers, he's off the market and cry now. Now, I'll show you some other things for you guys, but definitely it's not working out. It's really not working out for me. Okay, so, here we go. Rappers are going to be serving dinners to fans to raise money for breast cancer awareness. And this is a beautiful thing because I think we had a show about how much, of an impact hip-hop makes in the world, right? This is something awesome because not only, you have football players that are wearing pink during the game for breast cancer awareness and breast cancer survivors and so forth. And so now in the hip-hop world, they're gathering together to raise money to find a cure for breast cancer. Well, we might have found it in neem oil. Okay, that was just maybe too soon? Okay. Anyway, the name of the event is called Waiters and Waitresses, and it'll be held by Dougie Fresh's Chicken and Waffles. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. Once I get some more information, on how that went, when we get the numbers of how much they raised, I will let you guys know about that. But until then, blowing up, you guys. Thank you.
CeeLo, Charlotte. That was pretty funny. Neem oil is it can cure breast cancer.
Right. Okay. I mean,
we'll
I'm saying.
We'll be back.
Okay, look, Ma, can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast of the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine.
Baby,
it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Live that'll be coming back to Tampa here shortly. Come out, check out CeeLo and me. We'll be performing.
Okay.
All right. That's October 25th. Tuesday, October 25th
right.
Is the first show. November 15th is that second show. Center Stage Live returns to the Improv. Come check out
and
CeeLo.
Earlier earlier I didn't mention that Domare will be dancing in the background, pop locking for you. So come check us out.
Okay,
if you're just joining us, but if you're just joining us, you missed a whole lot. We've been talking about the kids, talking about how not to have kids using neem oil, and at the same time, you could kill fungus and bugs too. So, you know, check out the podcast. You can learn a lot here, health and wellness, this Wednesday.
Hey, and potentially cure breast cancer.
Okay, because if neem
you
want to
focus on the contraceptive part, preventing pregnancies and STDs, y'all taking this in the wrong direction.
But speaking of breast cancer, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, people. Let's not forget. Get out and walk. You know, show your support. Whatever it is you can do.
Get the bloomers out your booty, though, Mayor. Get out of here.
What are you talking about? I said wear your pink. What are you talking about? Bloomers?
Yes, ma'am. Neem oil. DD for neem oil.
Neem oil. I don't get it. What?
It's all right.
Hey, I did a Google search on it, and I done found it. I'm about to order me some while you on the phone.
How much is it?
It prevents pregnancies and uses the contraceptive and preventing STDs. I got to get my bloomers on my butt.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Let me interrupt here. Let me be Rodney King for a minute. It's $8.50 for an 8-ounce container, $22.95 for a 1-quart container, $85 for a 1-gallon container, $3.62 for a 5-gallon container, and $2,938 for a 55-gallon container. And it comes in a container almost like you get antifreeze in, a small one and a big one.
Shut up.
That's
and so you get the pour top to go on
it.
You can buy a drop of the oil.
No more Magnums. You don't got to spend all that money on them Magnums. You
know, right?
Come on.
If you want to make your companion does not cheat on you and make other children outside the relationship, dip his member in neem oil before he leaves the house.
That's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying? His sperm was down. It don't fit in the vagina. It didn't stay on the penis. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's a moisturizer.
In the wrong direction.
I'm lying.
It is Hump Day Wednesday.
I'm going to order this damn neem oil.
To bring some healthy alternatives. Healthy natural alternatives.
Being healthy and funny at the same time. Laughter is thing too.
It's okay. It cures breast cancer.
I think I'm playing.
Diabetes.
We're taking it very seriously. Laughing while we're taking it serious.
Oh, I'm not offended. I hope y'all don't think I am.
By no means.
Okay.
You sounded a little earlier. That's why I said get your bloomers out there. Yes, you did.
Well,
but it's okay.
We're
back on track. No, I'm going to tell you something. Again, Coop is responding the same way. I mean, with the benefits of the oil, who wouldn't want to get their hands on some neem oil? Again, we appreciate our health and wellness expert, Doe May, live out of Chesapeake tonight. The federal report from the government, again, says that L.A. schools are providing inferior education to the minority students out there. 200,000-plus English-speaking students, along with African-Americans. Now, they're set to revamp their English program by the next year in response to the 19-month civil rights probe. And they're also slated to really focus on supposedly, boosting the academic language proficiency of Black students. A part of the remedy to help to improve education of the Black students includes a component aimed at boosting their academic language proficiency. Why are we now just focusing on the fact that not just Black kids, but all kids should speak proper English? Why should someone have to come in and tell you to teach all kids how to speak proper English? Why isn't that an automatic?
Because not all parents know how to speak proper English.
I'm speaking from the school's responsibility, though. I mean, from an educational perspective. You know,
right,
shouldn't they have already been focused on the academic language proficiency for all students?
They've only been talking to college.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's been mentioned and talked about. They've only been pinpoints for politicians, or talking points, for politicians. it's never really been handled, but it's been talked about for years.
But has proper English actually been taught in school?
Right.
Like, do you actually have a class how to speak correctly?
I can tell you that I felt as if my English classes was about speaking proper English and sentence structure and helping you to understand what a verb and a noun and a subject and a predicate is. I learned all of that in school.
Right.
Yeah, you learn those key things, but actually speaking proper English, like, is that something that's actually focused on? Do you know what I mean?
My focus
was at home. My parents, my father, I always remember my father correcting me if I said something incorrectly. And now I do that to my daughter. Back then I was like, oh, gosh, Dad, I'm at home. I can speak however. It doesn't matter. And he'd say no.
I think that's the reinforcement.
You think it's the reinforcement?
I think that's the reinforcement.
Okay. Well, that's what I remember. I don't remember learning how to speak proper English in school. I remember my father always getting on us about speaking correctly.
Yeah, I'm with Dee Dee because
you got a jump start. That's Toya. You got a jump start. You had a jump start. And I also had a jump start because, again, I got the same correction. So I think it starts at home, but I think the reinforcement is at home. But I think as far as English structure, I can say for me in the schools that I attended, and we all have attend different, you know, type of schools depending on, you know, our areas. But I was taught, you know, proper English and the structure of written English and how it's spoken. And I think it was reinforced because I had parents and family who could articulate, and that's important. But I think you're right, Toya. If you don't have that structure at home, you know, the school can't help you because it has to be reinforced and it still has to be modeled. You have to model your language after. If you're in an environment where everybody, you know, is speaking Ebonics, then, you know, when you speak Ebonics and people laughing at you, you don't even know they're laughing at you because that's
right.
A part of just what you know.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that because they got that in the dictionary now.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't remember it in school, but I don't remember a lot of things, so it could just be me. I remember them teaching, you know, the written portion, but I just don't remember the focus being on speaking proper English. I just remember reading and writing,
One of my favorite subjects is English. So I think it may have everything to do with what I most enjoyed, and English and writing, and you know what I'm saying? That's my thing. So for me, I was probably more, you know, drawn by English. So were you all taught English from school or at home?
Mine was from, I have to give all the credit to my mother. Mine was at home because my mother, we used to call her, we still to this day, we call her the English teacher because if she heard you say something incorrect, it didn't matter if you were her child or somebody else's, if you were an adult, anything, she would say, no, it's this. And people would be, by her saying that, she would have people change what they say and correct them so. And that's the way she was. In school, I hated English, so I know it didn't come from school.
Right.
So.
Did you hate English because your mother was so pressing at home?
No, because it was born. It was like the whole, for me it was born. I know some people like, I have cousins that they love it. They like to write or whatever. But the whole nouns, pronouns, and punctuation marks and everything, it was just so born. And now, at work and everything now, I do try to, when I'm typing emails, I try to make sure I put proper punctuation, use right words, you know, use O-U-R instead of A-R-E when you're saying R. You know, some people, you get that confused if you're not really paying attention to it or whatever. But when it came to speaking, it was from my mother at home because I didn't pay attention to English in school.
Wow.
Right.
All right.
Well, we'll hear from CeeLo and Dee Dee. We'll find out if they were taught English in school or at home after this. This is Prince Haiti. We played this once. I don't think I was too fond of it, but I think others liked it. It's called Take Your Gloves Off. We'll be right back. TM Hama Radio Live.
Life's kind of like the game of hockey. First, skating around trying to score. Passing, legend checking. It's all good.
so let the gloves come off. You better run.
While you were sitting, chilling, politicking, I was doing the real thing. Yeah. Black Santa on the sleigh, Prince Hades got the lead rein. Shifting through snow like a skier on the slopes. Tarzan in this jungle, every verse is a rope. If you can't take the pressure, look at me to help you cope. I'd rather be like Jigga, not Mike. Cause I make all the dimes bigger when I jump on the mic. Fuck a skyhook, I'll just spit a fly hook. Make a dope track, do it again and make them play them both back. I can do it twice in a day. On the phone I call it rice, but the cooks know it's yay. Mix a little butter, I'll move it all day. If you know things, I sense them do my way. Cause I make guap to the top, nope. I won't stop like Nike, I just do it. But I'm gridiron like Reebok, like me you can't do it. Flip a pencil in a box, nigga, blood, blood, blood. Come off and bring my gun.
Bring it here.
If I pop the fuck off, they gon' run. I got plenty of time, so who wants them? The beat is on your head, so now you're done. I always bring extra magazines when I'm feeling rowdy. Already smoked up in the cut so they don't know that I'm dowdy. If the niggas over there that be acting all naughty, I'll smoke an extra blunt just so my mind don't get cloudy. Knowledge is power, and they all know I got the power. Cause of their knowledge of the power, they know about me, so they're powerful. But not as powerful as me, I know exactly what I got. More than them, for this I know that you only need it when you plan to kill and dip. I ain't running, I brought extra blunts, so I'll wait and sit. I got six guns from my waist down, ain't dipping till it's over. Bodies can't be breathing when I go to roll them over. Stand them up, I'm talking shit like now it's up. Like when the gloves were coming off, I bet you thought I gave it up. But I was like, fuck boxing, I'll just put it in a coffin. Before I cocked my gun, no daddy thought he started rotting. Let the gloves come off and bring my gun.
Bring it here.
I pop the front off stage, go run. I got plenty of time, so who wants some? The beat is on your head, so now you're done. I don't give a fuck what they say, cause I do what I wanna, always my way. I remember like a titan, if we a beast and we're fighting. Never will I stop till the pavement you're biting. Writing my kind of rhymes are forbidden, because he beats a fruit, now she's got me spinning. Busting off shots, but still I'm grinning. I know I can't lose, so I must be winning. I be rapping at center ice like people feel my flow. They know how I do, so they know the things I told in. I were you, then you wouldn't be a joke. But they know I'm the best player starting in the game. Niggas know me, they know the name on my jersey. Many have tried, but none can see me. Let the gloves come off and bring my gun. I said, when the gloves come off, you better run, nigga. Let the gloves come off and bring my gun. If I pop the fuck off stage, go run, I got plenty of time, so who wants some? The beat is on your head, so now you're done.
Okay.
Kill them all. I don't know who's on my side.
So I'm gonna kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Never again. TM Hyman Radio Live. That was somebody who will never be played ever again. Yay.
That was Prince Hades with Take Your Gloves Off, and I don't ever want to hear that. I don't know if that was the extended version, but you played it twice, and you went against the rules. Don't do that again.
I kind of like the beat, though.
Oh,
I kind of like the beat.
What beat? It sounded like a ridiculous.
That was a request tonight. That was a request tonight. And again, y'all just said it, so y'all proved the point. We only played that one time on this show, but I got a request for that, and I honored the request.
Okay.
Okay, I understand.
It sounds like we will never be playing it again.
Hey, I kind of like that beat, though.
On the Radio Live.
Yeah, if you want a copy of it, send us $10.
Well, Coop, if you like it, we can send it to you.
We'll sell it to you for $10.
Man, you know what it is? Y'all all need some neem oil in y'all ears, and then y'all will understand the song.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, put it on your tongue so you don't say that again.
Nah, Lights Out needed it on his tongue.
Hey, Lights Out. So for those who may not know who Lights Out is.
You're not going to talk about Lights Out.
Speaking of music that you should not play twice or more than twice, check this one out. This is Lights Out.
Oh, hell no.
I love this song.
It's a change to me. Cool. I'm playing my vibe right now. Hey, hey, y'all vibe with me.
Do it and let this whole song play. I'm just talking about songs that we shouldn't play more than twice.
Oh,
that's like that.
I'm telling you, that song is a good song. You got to hear it. I'll start hearing
hated
it.
Hated it. Thank you.
Okay, so we're not playing Tat It Up no more. If that's the case.
Wait a minute.
At least Tat It Up has a halfway decent beat. Now, he can stop singing and you can still party to it, but that right there, does not get two snaps up in a Z formation.
No, that's
it. You guys are the worst. Hey, this is Tame.
Cool. I'm flying outside right now. Hey, y'all vibe with me. Yeah.
Hater.
Because I'm going to walk around the block and I'm a
Like,
what in the hell?
I love it. Hey,
whoa,
you're feeling
whoa.
We're going to get.
I'm telling you, I'm going to submit my own music.
Oh, God. We didn't see Kane. We're supposed to be doing a record anyway, right? We're going to do all of Dolly Parton renditions.
Hey, before we get out of here for the night, I wanted to touch on. In this report, they also spoke of through an agreement proposed by the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, the district agreed to remedy the mentioned disparities between giving fairer evaluations on the gifted and talented programs, as well as disciplinary actions, and allocate more computers and increase the library resources in the predominantly minority districts. When it comes to gifted and talented programs, I was a part of a gifted and talented program probably throughout my entire, education, really. Did any of you participate in gifted and talented programs? And if so, are any of your children involved in gifted and talented programs?
Yes and yes. This is Kilo.
Yes.
Yes and not yet. Well, yes. Yes and yes. Kumon is a gifted and talented program, I would say, depending on what your kid is there for.
Good. Well, I think that's good. And I only asked because I didn't know if the gifted and talented programs were really as accessible or if they were as widespread. So when I read about this and the request that they do fairer evaluations of those who are gifted and talented, I'm encouraged to know that everybody on this panel either was a part of a gifted and talented program or their kids are part of one. That's encouraging when you think about education, but I think it also comes down to what CeeLo said earlier in the show. It really comes down to parents being about the business of their child's education, standing up, doing something, and not just letting, the mind become a terrible thing to waste.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is, though, like, I know in Virginia Beach, that's where my daughter started her, the gifted program. But in Virginia Beach, Virginia, what they did was, it's like they noticed whether the children were gifted or not. They didn't even have, like, some parents, you can have your children tested. You can go to the school board and have your children tested. So, like, and that's anywhere. You can go to your school board and have your child tested, you know, it's like an aptitude test to make sure that, you know, they're not wasting their time. Some kids are, you know, in the second grade but really need to be in the third grade because they're advanced. Or there are children that are in the second grade that need to go back to first grade, kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, because there are also things called learning disabilities as well. And sometimes those things aren't, you know, recognized, which I know we can talk about. That's a whole other show within itself.
That's another show. I mean, a good point that you're making, and a lot of times it's not just about learning disabilities, though. A lot of times, just as this report pointed out, you know, the investigation found that, you know, schools with predominantly black populations lacked technology and library resources, and that black students are underrepresented in gifted and talented programs, but overrepresented when it comes to suspensions and disciplinary actions. Why? Because we act out.
They want to.
We act out. You know, we act out.
I'm gonna say something harsh right now, but I didn't need a report to know all that, though. I mean, the report there, but black people have been knowing that for a while, and they've been saying that.
But it's interesting that it was published. And we didn't need the report because we live it. We live it. But for me, it's encouraging that not only are they drilling down and they investigated the second largest public school, they published what they found. That's progress to me. That's progress because it's not the dirty laundry for me. Is the fact that, you know, the laundry's going to be cleaned, you know, or at least they say it's going to be cleaned, right? So now I want to see you wash the damn clothes, and I want to see you hang them out to dry, and I'm going to come back and see if you folded them.
Right, and put them
up. You know, and that's the community. That's parents. That's people standing up for education. That's people, you know, taking care of the business of their children. And I commend each and every one of you because it sounds like you definitely taking care of the business of your kids. We rolling. We'll be right back.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm raw, I'm raw, I'm raw, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm raw. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm raw. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cuz this shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that sh. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as
Batman. Blue Dolphin, Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't f*** with, what about, oh, you don't f*** with that? Let's take it back to, I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I f*** with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them, I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Yep, 11:54 here on the East Coast, and we are about to be up out of here. 6 minutes left in the show. Thanks for rocking with us. Inside Hump Day Wednesday, education, important. You know, at the end of the day, though, you got to be responsible for your kids in the rearing and the success of your kids. You send them out to school, but, you know, it's the school. The school is only responsible for so much. You know, you're the parent. It starts at home. Take care of the business of your kids. And, again, I commend each and every one of you on this panel tonight because I know for a fact you are taking care of business, making sure that your kids grow up to be more than they can be. More parents should be like you. 5 minutes left of the show, 917-889-3926. If you want to get it in, you better get it in quick. Back in the safer, 10 p.m. on Friday. What up, CeeLo?
I will say this, that as hard as I am on my daughter about school, the thing I can't, if anybody can give me tips on how to get her involved in something, she doesn't like anything.
What's her passion? You got to find out what's her passion. What's her interest? Where does her passion lie?
Can I tell y'all that she's a teenager right now?
Her gifts lie.
Her passion is clothes, okay?
Okay.
Now, I back her with the fashion and everything, but they don't, where she goes to school at, they don't have any specialty schools for that. But here they do.
Find one. Give her something online. Activities. You know, find a vocational school. Find classes. If I tell you, if you go online in your community, look for somebody has something that deals with fashion, even if it's photography. You know, maybe she can, you know, model clothes. Maybe get her into modeling. You know, if appeal and, you know, she's drawn by things like that, go where the passion is, because if you don't help her to identify and become excited about something, she'll find it in the wrong thing. Find something for her that's connected to the passion.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's just, yeah. I'm trying to get her involved in something in school, like, you know, like some kind of program. Like,
it may not be in school. It may not be, you know, it may not be there. So
that's,
you have to go outside of
it. Keep in mind, that's the only thing I can control right now is what goes on in school. Outside of that, yeah, I can't do anything about that.
Well, we could take it offline. I think you can. You just got to find some responsible people.
Right, that's
and
why
I
have to help on that, though. You know,
yeah,
no,
absolutely. I can help you with that. We can find some good people there in Charlotte. CeeLo, Didi, A. Coop, and Toya. Hanging out inside Hump Day Wednesday. A last minute shout out, feedback, comments.
Whatever you do, do it well.
I can't stand Herman Cain.
I know, right?
Why is that?
Hey, I just don't think that man, how my man Kanye said, he doesn't like black people.
Black people went with who support. They went with who was with for them. That's what that was. They're not brainwashed.
Mm-hmm. Well, Herman is brainwashed.
Yeah, that's why I'm so harsh on Herman. He say I'm brainwashed, so I don't think he like black people.
Oh, Lord.
He says we're brainwashed. Didi says be a blessing.
Be blessed.
Yeah.
Good
night, everybody. We're back on Friday, 10 p.m. Good night. We start Friday. Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now. It is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. When I used to run the clock. But now there's no more that can replace you. Cause I'm already brought it coming round. Like I got the money now. But they will never replace you.
Figure what went wrong, my head is in a tailspin. Pay your countless amount of time, tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do, gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room, damn shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chillin', ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. Never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercovers, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.